nucleic variogenesis from the sewage gangrene confinement. So this is a work with Machida and Shindo and Yamada. This is a new paper. Okay, this is the contents of my talk. So first, as introduction, I discuss something about Higgs. Then, of course, I should discuss beyond standard model phenomena, variogenesis, neutrino, and dark matter. So in order to solve, explain these phenomena, there are many kinds of scenarios. However, there are also some table-scale scenarios to solve these problems, such as electrolytic variogenesis and some models for radiative seesaw to generate neutrino mass at loop level, and WIMP dark matter. So these scenarios, so usually extended Higgs sector is infinite. So we discuss these some models. Then I want to develop these three scenarios. So it comes to particles, standard model particles, and it gets a vacuum expectation value by electrolytic symmetry breaking, but it is necessarily required to be scalar field. So then the gauge bosons gets mass by Higgs mechanism like this. And then quarks and charged leptons obtain mass by nuclear interaction. Even neutrinos obtain mass from the wave via dimension 5 of beta like this. So that we can say that Higgs is the origin of the mass.
So can I be a little challenging on that statement? My friends in nuclear physics really hate that statement. Because 99% of the mass of the proton comes from the gluons.
That's okay.
And has nothing to do with the Higgs. So it's
okay.
The origin of the elementary particles mass. Not the origin of mass.
Yes. So then I can say that the Higgs is the origin of the mass of elementary particles.
Great.
Known so far.
Known so far. Right.
The third generation of elementary particles.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a Higgs sector of the standard model. So this is very, it's a minimal form. So by requiring, by introducing an isospin doublet and requiring the renormalizability, then the potential is a little like this. Then we put one assumption of negative mass squared. Then electrolytic symmetry is broken. So this is very simple, but it's just a guess. So no one knows the structure of the Higgs sector. So by looking at this Higgs potential, so these questions happens. So why it's a minimal form? So basically, so in principle, there's no theoretical principle to this form. And what kind of the mechanism to make it? And what's the origin? So that Higgs sector is. So as I said, the Higgs sector, the minimal Higgs sector of the standard model is just a guess. So that we can consider every kind of extended Higgs sectors, such as the standard model like Higgs boson plus, and plus a doublet. Photon plus triplet and so on. So The point is that these extended Higgs sectors can provide a source for realizing baryogenesis. So by giving a source of CP violation and also first order phase transition. And dark matter, if some of them is stable, such as inert scalar. And also neutron mass. So usual radiative scission models, you know, requires extended Higgs sectors. And also if we introduce triplet, then it can generate neutron mass by a type 2 scission model. Okay. So for instance, this is the simplest extension of the standard model Higgs sector, which is so-called two Higgs double model.
Sorry.
Yes.
Why do you say it's the simplest?
No, I'm serious, with the real triplet is one, the real triplet is three, this is four.
That's
right. So this is one of the same.
Not so far.
Right. Okay. Of course, we can, you know, I can explain some other more simplest models such as that. Real triplet, but forgive me. Okay, so this is two Higgs double model. So in which we can see many typical properties which all of the extended Higgs sectors own. Okay, so this is the potential of the two Higgs double model, but in which we already impose some softly broken discrete symmetry to avoid a flavor changing neutral current. But this is softly broken by this term. These are mass terms, okay? And these are self-coupling constants. There are many self-coupling constants already. Yeah, so because of the two Higgs subatom model, so we have 8 degrees of freedom, and 3 of which are absorbed as a longitudinal part of gauge bosons. And there's a rest. 5 states, physical states, of additional Higgs bosons. So small h, big h, a, cpod, uncharged. And the mass of these Higgs boson, mass spectral, can be written like this. So here, this is the lightest cp even Higgs boson. And these are, you know, heavier Higgs bosons. So as you can see, so the lightest Higgs boson has the same structure as a standard model Higgs boson, a standard model Higgs boson. So lambda times wave. Okay. But some additional Higgs.
Sorry, I missed. What is lambda? What is
lambda? Which?
Lambda one and lambda two.
Ah, this one. This one is some combination of lambda 1, 2, 3, three, four, five, or something. Sorry. Lambda 3 plus lambda 4 plus lambda 5.
Okay,
just right. Yeah, this is abbreviation, sorry. Then, so, but, okay, while the lightest Higgs boson is has a structure of standard model like standard model Higgs, the heavier Higgs bosons have the different, they have two sources of the mass. One is vacuum expectation value, like this. The others are this free parameter, which I think I write M soft. This M soft comes from by this is a definition, so comes from the soft breaking term of discrete symmetry. Okay. So because of this structure, we can consider.
So
I have
a question. Two questions. You're assuming M3 is real, right?
Yes.
The second is, in general, through a normalization, M3 will induce other Z2 breaking operators that are dimension 4, right? So there'll be something like phi 1 dagger phi 2, phi 2 dagger phi 2, or phi 1 dagger phi 1. There'll be quartic interactions. Is there a reason why you didn't include those?
Okay, so this is just to show the mass spectrum, so that I just remember the CP. Just assuming this and this to be real. Usually, in general, this one and this one are complex, of course. And also we have lambda 6 and lambda 7.
Right, right. Right, so, so lambda 6 and lambda 7 will come at loop level if you have an M3.
Yes, yes. It is, okay, it's generated at loop level. You're right. Because of the structures we have, we can consider larger than only another possibility like that. So intentionally, this beacon is something similar to case of a two Higgs subtle model, this is just a two Higgs subtle model Lagrange. As you know very well, so the introduction of the scalar field is problematic because it causes a so-called hierarchy problem. Okay. So ideas of new physics to solve the problem have been introduced, such as supersymmetry and dynamical symmetry breaking and little Higgs mechanism, extra dimensions, and so on.
Excuse me.
Yes.
So you made a big deal out of the discrete symmetry. Did you tell us, maybe I missed it, did you tell us why you wanted to make sure you had that self-breaking term? Why that was so important in whatever scenario you were going to tell us about?
Okay, this is just introduction. I only explain some typical.
Okay.
So this is not my.
Okay.
So and many. Okay, the point is that many of these new physics models, you know, predict specific extreme Higgs sector. For instance, supersymmetry require two Higgs subtle. So that by. Okay, by the determination of the Higgs sector from the experiment, so we can know the direction of new Higgs. Okay, next let's discuss about the dynamics of the Higgs sector behind this 125 J Higgs. So we can typically two kinds of scenarios. One is the usual weak and large scenario, in which the Higgs boson is given by this kind of formula, just like a standard model. Then we consider some kind of grand desert. Okay, so this is the usual traditional unification. Yes. In this case, so you know, so all dynamics are perturbative, you know, in all the range, until from electric scale to gut scale. But we can even consider some alternative scenario with 125 GeV Higgs boson, in which the mass of the Higgs boson is given by this kind of, some kind of dynamics. Okay? So this is a typical thing, so 4 pi square divided lambda prime, some Higgs coupling divided by 4 pi square of something. In this case, this round prime can be of order 1, right? So in this case, with 125, this is 0.3 or something. So this can be of order 1, right? Or more. So in this case, what happens? In the infrared theory, low energy theory, the Higgs coupling blow up, okay, like this. Then, so as you can see, lambda ball appears as a very much lower scale than Planck scale, something like that. Yeah. Then, so Higgs can be considered as a composite field, okay. And then, so what is the UV theory? So maybe the essence of the lambda coupling is a new gauge symmetry with confinement at some lambda QCD scale, lambda Higgs scale, okay? So no one knows about so which is better. But in my talk, so I concentrate on this scenario, okay? So these are the new physics phenomena, neutrino oscillation, dark matter, okay, and baryon asymmetry of universe. So to explain these problem is the most important issue. Okay, and clearly new physics is necessary. But no one knows the scale. Okay, where these the physics the physics at which scale explain these phenomena. So no one knows. So I here assume that physics, the source of these phenomena is at the low energy scale. I mean table or 10 dB or something, not Planck scale, or not GATT scale. So if new physics appears as a table scale, so it should have a strong connection with the physics behind the Higgs sector. Okay. So one example is electrolytic divergence. So this all of you already know. Okay. So you know that, okay, Sakharov condition can be satisfied by these. Okay, so this is the third condition, the departure from equilibrium is satisfied by first order phase, electrolytic phase transition. So this is really the physics of the Higgs sector, right? So, okay, by imposing a quick Swarion decoupling, so, okay, so we assume this kind of inequality. So spiral rate is smaller than expansion rate. So this, gives, maybe you know better than me, so this kind of inequality, so phi c over tc is greater than of order 1. So here, so phi c is a critical order parameter, and tc is a critical temperature. Okay. So we use this condition as a criterion. So this is a standard model. So final temperature potential, of course, this is a high temperature expansion, just for description. So in order to have a first order phase transition, so this trilinear term is necessary. This is generated in the standard model by the loop of W and Z, okay, like this. So the condition of quick Swarion decoupling, so phi c over tc greater than 1, can be written in terms of the potential parameter like this. So from this and this, so we obtain the upper bound of the self-coupling constant. That provides the very light Higgs mass like this. So this is a contradiction of the standard model. So that in the standard model, we can't realize electric baryogenesis from this viewpoint. But if you extend the Higgs sector, if we assume some multi-Higgs models, then the situation can be different. So, okay, this is a typical fixed potential with including additional scalar bosons like this. Then, in addition to the standard model like Higgs boson term like this, we have this kind of interaction term. So here, this red phi is some additional Higgs boson. Okay. Then, so at least we have several Higgs boson coupling like this. Then this E have another contribution from this. So that E receives the contribution from the loop effect of this red phi, okay? And E can be proportional to give like this, this lambda prime here, okay? So that in order to satisfy this condition, so we just require this kind of condition. Lambda prime is greater than lambda standard model. Okay. So that we need some strong coupling for this kind of lambda coupling, at least. Okay. So this kind of, okay. This kind of large, relatively large lambda coupling, you know, give a prediction as a zero temperature Higgs potential. So the requirement of strong first order phase transition, so quick spherion decoupling condition, requires non-decoupling effect of the particles in the loop. But this non-decoupling effect, also provide gives a large deviation in the triple Higgs boson coupling. So this is a contour plot of the deviation in triple Higgs boson coupling, 10% line, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, okay? Yeah, and so as you can see, this is a red curve, phi c over tc equal 1. So this area, the region of electroweak baryogenesis, phi c over tc is greater than 1. So as you can see, so the same area, the deviation in the triple Higgs boson coupling is large. Okay. This kind of 100% deviation occurs, you know, as a one loop level. So one might think that the 100% correction is funny, but this is okay. Because we have two kinds of coupling constants, so that it's not real perturbative calculation. So that 100%, 50% is okay.
What is M in this plot?
This one.
Yes,
soft mass. This one is a soft mass. Yes. And this one is a mass of charge X boson and CPO X boson. It's common mass. So that it's a direct correlation, as you can see, right? So that by looking at the deviation in triple Higgs boson coupling at colliders, we can check electroweak baryogenesis.
Why did you concentrate on the triple Higgs coupling? Because there are things that become more obvious. For instance, you can have loops of Char Higgs affecting the. So you have a very strong coupling of the Char Higgs to the.
Yes, there are another, yeah.
That will affect the diphoton rate, for instance.
Yes, that now,
eh?
Or Higgs down now.
Yes, or searches, direct searches for non-standard Higgs.
So what I wanted to show is that, you know, this is directly, okay, triple Higgs boson coupling directly shows a property of Higgs potential, right?
Yes.
Okay. And his, of course, we can also.
Yeah, but it's very
difficult
to check. So, yes. Higgs is very challenging. And wondering if there are things that can be checked immediately.
Okay.
Seems like for this mass range, those would be much easier because the loop effects from the associated charge states would be less large.
Correct. That is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Right. So you would see deviations there first.
Yes.
And then you would want to measure delta lambda HHH as a self-consistency.
Okay. I want to say that, you know, this kind of large correction, you know, only occur in Higgs potential. You can see this kind of deviation even in the standard mode-like limit.
Okay.
So this is okay. Even if you look at the Higgs data or something, so you cannot see this kind of behavior. Okay. So yes. So anyway, so I want to discuss something about lambda 4. So as I said, so strong first order requirement of strong first order phase transition predict a large lambda prime at the electrode scale. So that the initial value of this is large. That causes that the blow up point is lower. Okay. So for instance, if phi c over tc greater than 1, then the lambda pole appears below 100 TeV.
So can I ask two? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, please.
So two questions about that. One is, at least in the standard model, the lambda pole goes away at 2 loop. It becomes an infrared fixed point.
Mm-hmm.
And then it reoccurs at 3 loop.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually, Scott Willenbrock showed that if you look at WW scattering, you can actually push what you would consider the naive perturbativity limit up rather considerably. So it seems like the lambda pull may be a somewhat ambiguous criteria for where you really believe perturbation theory. Have you thought about beyond one loop in series double model, or has anyone thought about beyond one loop?
Okay, this is a calculation by one loop. So that, I don't know for higher loops, but.
And then my other question, and this is not to beat a dead horse, but I sort of will. This is lambda gauge calculation. So if you did this in another gauge, how would that change the lambda cutoff?
I don't know. I haven't checked it. Okay.
And my question was, how do you define your lambda pole? That was my question as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, next, so we discuss something about the mass of a neutron. Neutron oscillation has been observed, so that the easiest answer is just to have neutron mass, which is tiny. Okay, and usually we consider if we assume that the mass is a Majorana type, then it comes from this kind of dimension 5 operator. Okay. And by putting this phi by vacuum expectation value, then we obtain the mass of neutrinos like this. And for the experiment, this is something like 0.1 electron volt or something. So that we need to consider this factor to be very small. The easiest way to explain this is a so-called seesaw mechanism. In which we just assume this decay M scale to be very large, such as 10 to the 10 GeV or something. So this is typically in type 1 seesaw model, we identify this decay M scale as the mass of right-handed neutron. So from this kind of three-level diagrams, the mass can be explained. This is the essence of type 1 seesaw. It's very simple. However, there's another alternative way. in which Newton mass is generated at the loop level. Okay, because of the loop generation, we can have this kind of loop separation factor, right? So that we can naturally explain the smallness of the Newton mass. And in some case, this big M can be taken to be 1 TeV or something. So that the advantage of this kind of scenario is that we can test it directly at collider experiment. So there is a long history about this kind of radiative system scenarios. The first one is the famous G, Professor G, G model, okay, in which the Newton mass is generated at one loop level by introducing some additional scalar bosons like this, two Higgs doublet plus one charge singlet. And Babu also proposed the two-loop induced model like this, so in which some charge scalars are introduced. Yeah. And recently, more than 10 years ago already, so Klaus, Nass, Littrodden proposed the three-loop model. So three-loop separation is enough to explain the smallness of Newton mass. But in their case, in order to make construct the three-loop diagrams, they impose some Z2 symmetry, Z2 parity, to the this kind of red lines. So these particles are Z2 odd. Then this kind of three-loop generation is Newton mass can be generated at three-loop level. And then they found that by using the same discrete symmetry, they can also consider that this right-hand Newton can be stable so that it can work as a dark matter, right? So that the radiative system model can explain both dark matter and Newton mass. And after that, Ernest Ma proposed the most simplest of this line. So in which these, Newton mass is generated at one loop level. So that, by introducing an inert doublet field and inert this old right-hand Newton. Okay, this is a very simple model, so that many people, use this to consider more extension. Okay, and then, so I think 5 or 6 years later, 6 years ago, so, and Aoki and Seto proposed a new model in which not only dark matter and Newton mass, but also electric virgins may be possible. Okay.
So maybe make sure I understand. So if you,
yes.
In order to get to the TeV scale, you need three loops mm-hmm. with order one couplings. Is that, I'm just trying to do the counting.
Okay, so I explain. Okay, so this is three loop. Okay, order one, maybe order one. But this one is, this Yuka coupling is not order one, right? Proportional to the mass of leptons. If this is tau, then it's 0.01 or something. So by considering
so the CISO scale there would be 10 to the 9. So with three loops, that brings it down by 10 to the 6. You get 10 to the 3, which is TeV.
This can be 10, 1 TeV.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay. Two order of magnitude, two order of magnitude, and three loop, six order of magnitude, so that 10 order of magnitude reduction.
Is this just power counting, or are these two and three loop diagrams evaluated?
We evaluate, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, Okay, I concentrate on this model. So this is a two Higgs double, okay, we introduced two Higgs double model plus this odd some real scalar and charge singlet and right hand neutrino. So there are many particles, okay, very ad hoc. Then, so the dark matter candidate can be this one. Yeah. And then because of two Higgs double model, so that we can cause electric first order phase transition. Okay. And of course, and also, you know, because of two Higgs double model, we can have another CP violating phase. So in principle, the electric baryogenesis can also be possible.
So what are the quantum numbers of this? So S plus is what this is?
Singlet.
It's a singlet.
It's a singlet. They are all singlet. Singlet, singlet, singlet.
Okay. Very good. So you introduce an additional tablet plus two singlets.
Right.
One charge and one.
Right.
Okay.
So that in any case, we can explain, you know, these new phenomena. So that, as we have seen, the relative system models, we may be able to explain all beyond the standard model phenomena. And because of the dynamics is table scale, so that basically it's testable at collider experiment. Okay. However, so maybe you feel already. So there are problems in such scenarios. So electric biogenesis, so random order appears. And as you saw already, so many scalars are introduced by hand, so that it looks very ad hoc. Okay. And because of non-supersymmetric model, so we suffer from a hierarchy problem.
Can you remind us what are the masses of these particles, like the mass range, like those? Mass range of what? Of the new particles, of new scalars that I introduced.
All masses are table scale.
It will be a problem. The problem appears if you have a new field, the mass much higher than your existing scales. But if all your masses are at this scale, that will introduce a hierarchy problem.
It into this hierarchy problem, yeah. So if you add scalar, new scalar, then it causes the quadratic divergence.
Well, you can always use MS bar. You can always use dimensionless realization. In this case, the
okay. So maybe
you have new fields in different mass scale.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you introduce right hand between a very large mass, that's already a hierarchy problem. If you introduce far right hand between a TV scale mass, there's no problem.
No, but if you consider this theory, you know, is also hold at high scale, then the same hierarchy problem happens.
There's still an implied cutoff of the theory, right? So you'd have to be matching onto something. So what happens? I mean, there's DIMREG just doesn't show you the effect of the quadratic divergence by construction. It doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah, the rank is a choice of a union condition. It doesn't mean it's there either.
Huh?
It doesn't mean it's there either.
You just don't know.
Yeah. Hello, what do you think? Standard model itself, if you take just the standard model, is there any hierarchy problem just because of the things?
Yeah, there's. You know, you will think there's something at the Planck scale that's going.
Okay, Planck scale, okay. Yes.
But anyway,
yes.
we should
save
that for coffee.
Sorry. Yeah. So my question is that can we have a consistent ultraviolet theory, you know, to solve this? Okay. So this is the main subject of my talk. So I explain our new theory. Yeah. So this is the outline of our model. So. in which origin of the Higgs force is SUN gauge symmetry. The color is 2 and flavor is 3, such that the confinement occurs. Yeah. So this is the same setup as the model, so-called minimal supersymmetric vertex model by Harnik and Murayama or something. Okay. Then confinement occurs at the scale lambda h. So this is a new gauge group. Then at low energy, effective theory here. Yeah? So four Higgs doublets plus many singlets appears with a coupling lambda. And this lambda here, the initial value at the electric scale is set by requiring the condition of quick spiral decoupling, so that we can fix the scale of this lambda cutoff. And then further, we by adding this parity to the model and by introducing a right-hand neutrino, that you see so scenario is realized at the tech scale.
How do you get four doublets?
I will explain that. Okay. Yeah, so, we consider a minimal model for confinement, so color 2 and flavor 3. Then we have three pairs of SE2 fundamental representation, right? So because of SE2, that this style is the same as T, so that we have six SE2 doublets. This SE2 is new gauge. Okay? And this, they are charged under the standard model gauge groups and this parity, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and SE2, U1Y, and Z2, like that. And we...
But these are explicit scalars
you're
introducing, or those are the composites of the three flavors,
No, so this is three flavors, so that we have, six doublets, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Then, this is a field, up here, this world, high energy world, right? And then, so what happens in the low energy theory? I mean here, this area. So then, interrogator and driver, wrote a paper, did nice review. And we use this. So, okay, at the scale lambda h, the theory becomes confined, so that these fields are confined. And the theory is described, below this scale, the theory is described by the effective theory. So 15 meson superfields, mesonic superfields like this, DITI. And non-perturbative effective superpotential is written like this. And they are current masses, okay? And using naive dimensional analysis, it is written by the canonically normalized fields like that, okay? Then we consider the scale of this lambda at the confinement scale to be 4 pi based on naive dimensional analysis. The mesonic fields, 15 mesonic fields, are like that. So as you can see, so we have MSSM Higgs doublet, okay? And then we have extra Higgs doublets, like this. They are G2 odd, okay? And also have charged Higgs singlets. And this even Higgs singlet and something. Mm. And this odd Higgs singlet, real singlet, like that. Okay? So that super potential is written like that. So this part is in a super potential of NMSSM, right? Okay. The low energy theory is four Higgs doublet model plus singlets, but with a common coupling constant lambda. Okay. So this lambda is fixed from at the electric scale by imposing the condition of electric value changes. Okay, this is the contour of the coupling constant, 1.4, 1.6, 1.8, something like that. So that this pink area is phi sub over TC greater than 1. So that, you know, lambda is set to be greater than 1.5 at electrolytic scale, then we can realize first order electrolytic phase transition. But the point is that by taking this, the lambda Landau pole, the scale of Landau pole is less than 20 TeV. Okay, next, so we explain how the neutron mass is explained. Mass change mechanism is a hybrid. So this is a Yukawa interaction of our model. So then, by using many scalars, we have many scalars. So we can construct these kind two type of a neutron mass. This is one loop. This is three loop. Okay. And there are two, so that necessarily we have two mass scales for neutron mass, which correspond to two observed scales. So I mean solar neutron and atmospheric neutrinos. Okay. So that we don't need the multiple generation for right-handed neutron. Okay. So this benchmark the typical mass spectrum. Okay. So this black written usual G3 even R parity even particles. So standard model like Higgs and extra Higgs bosons, charge Higgs or something. And this is G3 even and R odd particles. So this is a super partner particle of the usual Higgs bosons. And also we have red R parity even and G3 odd. Okay, and R parity odd and G3 odd, something like that. And the right-hand neutrino and the right-hand neutrino are said to be very light, like this. So by this,
isn't that, I've forgotten what the latest number is, but isn't the light structure pretty close to the bound now?
Which, for which?
The Trojino.
This one?
Yes.
That's okay.
It's still okay?
Still okay, yes.
I thought the bound was around 180.
It's pretty general,
so it's a
okay.
Soft lepton. But even
there,
I think.
No, that's not that bound. If you look at the
general
limit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this even sector, like this, this even sector is like NMSSM. So that in the usual world, so our model can be seen just like an NMSS, but a little bit. For instance, mass splitting between charge Higgs and neutral Higgs boson is caused by the mixing between neutral Higgs boson and neutral singlet. So which is necessary for dark matter annihilation. so by using these specific mass spectrum, we can distinguish from MSS. And the effect of these odd particles derived at the happening of the standard model like Higgs boson, such as HVV and H gamma gamma, triple Higgs boson coupling. So we can distinguish from the NMSSM by looking at these loop effects. And these are in this odd sector. So very light neutron charge, these odd particles is required to realize first order electron phase transition to get the non-decoupling effect through via loop. And then, so we have a multi-component dark matter from this sector, right-hand neutron and right-hand synuclein. Okay. And these odd scalars are all used to make one or two, three loop diagrams for neutron masses, as we have seen. Okay. So finally, so we just comment on the dark matter. So because we have two kinds of this symmetry, one is Z2, and the other is alpha T. Okay? So that, basically, so we have three kinds of discrete state. So I mean, plus, minus, minus, plus, and minus, minus. However, so in our benchmark scenario, only two of them can be a dark matter. Because another one, so neutrino, can decay into neutrino and sneutrino. Yeah. So these are diagrams of the right-handed neutrino and the right-handed sneutrino. Okay. And also, so we have a conversion process like this, from right-handed sneutrino to right-handed neutrino. Yeah. So by calculating usual coupled Boltzmann equation, we have this kind of thermodynamic abundance of the neutrino. Okay, so we can satisfy the data. Okay, this summary of the model. First, as a ultraviolet scale, such as more than 10 dB, I mean 100 dB, so the theory is the Higgs theory is a Suji SU2 with three flavor to make a confinement, okay? And then we add by hand the Z symmetry and assign some height, okay? And we add this all right-hand neutrino. So the fields are very simple, so only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the fundamental representation. Then below order 10 dB, they are confined mesonic, and then mesonic field pairs. Because of SS2, we don't have a baryonic field, okay? So that they are the variety of these scalar coupling, scalars. And by using these additional fields, we obtain electric value changes, relative neutron mass, and WIMP dark matter. So all additional scalars are recycled to solve the problem. Okay. Okay. So maybe we should stop.
Yeah, probably it's good to stop. We've been about an hour. So
okay.
Let's thank Shinya.
So I looked up the bound, even for a 5 GeV split, it's about roughly 100 GeV. So that should go. I thought that there was some work on recasting the OPAL results, but but I was thinking about LEP.
It's
150.
No, but LEP is bounded by the energy, right? You can only test up to 100 because you have to pair produce.
So, right, so it's like, that's right, so I didn't.
Yeah.
So right, I was thinking it was getting close there, but it's 100, so,
yeah. Okay.
I had a technical question. So the standard on the SU2 is that the dual SU2 after you go through this phase transition, or do you gauge explicitly in subgroup of the flavor symmetry? You have effectively an SU6 flavor symmetry, right, in the UV theory.
Yes.
Because it's a two-color. And then the standard model SU2 is a subgroup of that SU6 flavor scene?
I don't think so.
No.
So it's addition.
How is it supposed to
be broken? That's a good question. Okay, at this moment, so we just introduced sort of breaking term. Okay, so we don't specify the mechanism. Maybe it's a future problem. Yeah.
If you think of an experimental test, what would be the first one to look at? If you decided to test experimentally, which quality in your opinion is the most promising, like the LHC maybe or the next quality?
Yes. I think
very good. Okay. Now he can give the rest of his talk.
Right. Thank you. So okay, there are several possibilities. One is okay, of course, we can consider deviation order 1% at ILC, so we can measure at ILC. And H gamma gamma, so we can measure at the
H gamma gamma was precisely what I was pointing out in my question, so that you have a plot there.
I think that is. Because it's just 1% deviation. Yes, so this is H gamma gamma. So this for this pink area in which variogenesis occurs, you can see, so 20% reduction from the standard normal value. Okay. Also, HHH coupling in our model. So as I explained in the case of two Hixelwood model, the same thing happened. So more than 20% deviation is possible.
So this phi 1 prime 0 is stable. That's one of your dark matter?
Yes. So actually, so this is not the exact. Okay, this figure is not exactly for the our benchmark. But how do you say? This is not a dark matter. But so we take this. Something like 100 or something. Mm. Our dark matter in benchmark is the right hand neutron and symmetry. Yeah, but something like that. So at more than 20% deviation is okay. Yeah.
Okay, but this triple Higgs coupling at LHC can be measured in double Higgs production, right? But there are many other processes that. Obscure
this. I don't know.
What
is the level of accuracy that the LHC can get in the triple Higgs coupling? So, it's probably
50%.
It's
not a
matter
of factor 2 or something
like
that.
And
with
3,000 inverse number of arms. Correct. So, this is the list of the SNOMAS white paper. Okay. Yeah. So, okay, so ILC. 13%.
ILC is
different. LHC. I think there is not official statement from Atlas or something. Mm-hmm. To measure how
there are some theory papers about.
It's a 30 at a high luminosity LHC is 40%, 50%,
something like that.
So you can't expect to measure triple coupling at LHC. We have to wait.
Or maybe it's about 4 times
larger.
That's a long time to wait.
That will disprove his scenario by the opposite, by being too large.
Yes. So if you want to measure the triple Higgs boson coupling, we need ILC, not a period. Right.
Yeah, high.
Yes, because we need a high energy.
Okay, so maybe this is a good place to stop and thank Shinya again.